Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates on the stories that we are covering for you here. Today, we're talking about the Brian Koberger case with former FBI CIA agent Tracy Wolder. Tracy, we've been all watching this now play out for the last several months, new pieces and bits coming here and there. We learned very recently about some of the disciplinary action that was taken against Koberger while he was employed at Pullman University and Washington State. I'm curious to get your thoughts on motivation here. Did the disciplinary actions play a role in the fact that these students were murdered within 24 hours of one of those actions, if in fact Koberger is the killer?
You know, we have to look at what seem like silly motivations to us are very, you know, serious motivations to him. And I think now that we have these revelations that have come out about him, well, sort of being fired, but also being talked to just about a week or two prior to the murders, to me, goes to talk about really like why that date, right? Like, why did he kill them at that particular time? And we know that there are, you know, phone calls, possible sightings of him around the area as early as like August and September, right? You know, why did he wait until that date in November? And so I think that gives us insight into what I guess sort of lit the fuse to explode sooner rather than later. So I don't know that that's the full motivation, but I think it's the motivation for perhaps why then. But I also think I think his motivation, in my opinion, is twofold. I think the first one is that he truly wanted to understand what it was like to kill someone. And I think that's evidenced by his IRB research that he did that has since come out. I think he wanted to understand what that felt like. And I think that's not obviously normal to us, but I think this is something he wanted to do. I also think that, you know, he made a lot more of whatever small contact he had. And I believe his targets were either Maddie or Kaylee, probably Maddie. But I believe whatever small contact he made that out to be a lot more. And so I think that's sort of his second motivation.
When it comes to people like that, where they have this distorted view of a relationship or a connection with someone, how does that come about? Is that something where it kind of goes back to childhood, or I mean, where does this, you know, kind of break into such a distortion?
I think if we generalize, you know, that this is something that happened when he was a child, right? Then we sort of are generalizing anyone that had trauma. Sure. You know, I know that it's been reported that he was a victim of bullying, right? And I know that it's been reported that he had some, you know, unique eating habits and those kinds of things. But the thing is a lot of people have been victims of bullying, right? And they don't engage in this behavior. A lot of people suffer from mental illnesses and they don't engage in this behavior. So part of me does wonder if it's something that he was born with per se, but it's hard to say.
Sure. Can you give me some insight into the role of the FBI in the investigation of this case? Obviously, local had quite a bit of involvement early on, but how does that all play together with FBI's cooperation with the local authorities on something like this?
Sure. I would, the FBI in a situation like this is mostly going to be there to lend resources, right? And so the resources come in the form of equipment, stuff, right?
Sure.
New resources and technologies. It comes in the form of more hands. That could be the evidence response team. That could be other special agents. And it also could be in terms of funding, allocating some more resources towards the local police department. So that would have been their role. Their role wasn't to take over the case. That lies with local law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I really do think this is an example of local law enforcement, the FBI working together in their respective roles as they should. Mm-hmm. And I think they both did an excellent job.
What kind of role does the FBI take in terms of verifying accuracy of evidence or collecting evidence in relation to this case with the connection to the local authorities?
I don't know that they would necessarily have a particular lane. They are responsible for collecting and gathering their own evidence, right? And they are responsible for keeping that evidence safe and keeping it uncontaminated. That is the FBI's job in collecting their evidence. And same with local law enforcement. Now, might FBI be helping them and ensuring that it's taken properly? Yes, but they're not there to necessarily babysit local law enforcement and ensure, right, that that's done properly. But they are there to ensure that their particular evidence is gathered properly.
What's been your take thus far on the gag order that's been issued in this case to keep everyone silent? I know the Gonzalez family speaking out against it, their attorney saying that it shouldn't exist. It's still in the judge's hands as to where it's going to go. Good thing, bad thing. What are your thoughts?
I think that I'm not sure that the judge had much of a choice. And that's thanks to social media, right? And internet sleuths, which we can't turn off. I'm not mad at them per se. But, you know, the judge realizes that if any of that information gets out there, and if any of it is you know, exposed to a potential jury pool or those kinds of things, that would actually really contaminate the government's ability, the state government's ability to prosecute the case properly. And then you're going to be dealing with changes of venues, changes in counties, and all those kinds of things. And then that doesn't ultimately give the families the justice that I think they're entitled to. However, if I was the victim's family, I would be very frustrated that I couldn't find out more in terms of what led to the death of my child. So I completely understand where the family is coming from, and I respect that they want more. But I also understand where the judge is coming from as well. And I'm wondering if there's, you know, a happy medium that they can agree to.
Early on in a case like this, there was a lot of criticism about what was coming out to the public and a lot of people viewing it as they weren't doing a very good job. One of those things was talking about security camera footage and individual reporters going to businesses going, did anyone ask you for this footage? What was going on behind the scenes when those things were going on, in your opinion? Was this information that they really just didn't need the extra footage at that moment in time because they already had a path that they were going down? Or was that, were those pieces that they should have already gathered up?
So I said very early on, probably like 2 weeks into the case, that I felt that they already had a suspect, which they did.
Yeah.
And that's why they were being so tight-lipped. I sort of infamously said that. A lot of people got very frustrated with me. But, you know, obviously I know how these things work. And yeah. I felt that the reason they were being so tight-lipped is because they had someone in mind. And I do think that they probably had, now that we know what they had, because the affidavit has been released, they had enough evidence. They didn't necessarily need those security footages. And look, I fully appreciate the work that the, you know, internet sleuths and the media is doing. I don't think that that's wrong per se, but we also have to remember that, you know, law enforcement is doing their job, and they were doing their job methodically and well. And at that point, I think that they already had the avenues that they needed to get the information that they needed about Koberger, because they would have already had him on their radar when people were asking for that security footage.
So at that point, it was not necessarily needed per se at that moment, but to make the public shut up, for lack of a better term, was it just kind of requested, do you think, at that time? Like, okay, let's get them kind of, you know, sufficed over here. We don't really need this, but to keep everybody off their backs, is that something that they would, that they consider doing in those sort of cases?
Typically, no, because you need a warrant to do that, and that can be cumbersome.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, I don't put anything past anyone at this point. And I think, too, when they released the information about the Elantra as well, you know, they didn't necessarily know 100% that Koberger, you know, was their guy.
Sure.
At that point, they were starting to sort of unravel things. But I think that they already knew the Elantra, they knew the make and model that they were looking for, and they didn't necessarily need that security footage.
Tracy Walder, former FBI CIA agent, thank you so much for your insight into this case. I want you to press subscribe if you can wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you. If you like listening with no ads, you can do that through Apple Podcasts. We have that option for you right there. You can even try that for 3 days free. Greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, for all of us here, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.